Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Larry Knoblich. He is the organizer of the Running of the Green. We're going to be talking about the 41st annual Running of the Green. And Larry, welcome back to our show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you again for taking time, Larry. It's always great to talk to you. And usually around this time of the year is when the leprechaun comes out and we get to talk about the Running of the Green, which has become one of the biggest events in Jamestown. And it all kind of started 41 years ago, right?
40 years ago,
because this is 41st.
41st,
right?
Yes.
Don't want to add more than there than we need to.
Well, there are a lot of people that get confused about that, but that's true. It's not like birthdays. If you were born on March the 17th of 1979, this March 17th, you'd be celebrating your 40th birthday. But we will be running our 41st Running of the Green. Because our first run was the day that it was born. That's number one. And then in 1980, of course, was the second annual. And you can't really call something annual until it's been done. So the first one would have been the inaugural run in 1979. And then this would be the 41st annual, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So the 41st annual Running of the Green coming up on March 23rd. And again, one of the biggest events that happens in Jamestown around this time of the year. And Larry, do you want to kind of explain what the Running of the Green is for maybe those who have never heard of it, which would surprise me?
Yeah. Well, we do start at the Frontier Fort, and we run the gamut of all pubs or bars between the Frontier Fort and downtown Jamestown. The furthest north one would be Shady's out at the Gladstone, and that's where we end up at. But no, it originally started just, you know, for giggles, you know, with 23 of us guys that were legitimate runners, actually. Most of us were legitimate runners. In fact, myself and my friend Jim Wire, a month after the Running of the Green, we ran the Boston Marathon.
Wow.
So at least, and there were more than but the two of us had qualified for Boston, so that's why we went to Boston. But anyway, it was just for fun and games, and no money was ever raised. The first time we decided to donate money was way back when the Elks Club. In the Elks Club in North Dakota, we're all billed every year a certain amount of money to run Camp Grassic. And I approached the secretary at the Elks Club in Jamestown and said, "Say, if I donate some money to the club, will that decrease the amount of money that we have to pay to Camp Grassic?"
Right.
And it went from there. And now, last year, we donated $40,000 to Camp Grassic.
Wow.
As an organization, and we set aside $10,000 every year for local cancer people. So last year we set aside $50,000 for charity, which is an amiable thing to do for a small group of people. The Elkettes and the Elk Club in Jamestown are the primarily responsible for all these activities.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, we have Larry Knoblich joining us right now, and let's talk about it. Running of the Green has raised so much money for, again, like he said, Camp Grassic and those local cancer patients. And really, that's kind of become the goal now, obviously, to have fun, Larry, but also to help out those organizations and help out the local cancer patients.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's the number one. In fact, I think that draws a lot of people. Last year, we had 900 Jamestown addresses listed on registration forms.
Wow.
That's a lot of local people. Totally, we probably had about 2,100 people registered. So just about half of the people do come from the local community. And every one of those that registers donates $10, which is used for those charities I mentioned.
Right.
We do keep some money out of there to pay for the printing of the letters, the postage, making a printing of posters and so on. We this year have had some response from R.M. Stout and Bank Forward and that have volunteered by me asking them, obviously, but have agreed to help defray the expenses. If there's any other businesses out there that would like to get some credit, I would certainly appreciate
absolutely.
That. Yeah. Any checks written out, we want written out to Camp Grassic. None of it should ever be earmarked for me because my salary every year is 0.00
right.
Dollars or cents. I do occasionally get a leftover T-shirt, but that's not part of the game either.
No, absolutely. So. Again, like Larry said, if you have any interest helping sponsor or helping to alleviate some of the costs so more of that money can go to Camp Grassic or those local cancer patients, please do so. And Larry, it looks like there's also something really special this year with the running of the green. You're running in memory of somebody very dear to you.
Dean Anderson, who ran off with the girl that had been the flower girl at my wedding, Jackie Riedel. Hmm. He's well known in town, and I think he was pretty much loved by everybody that knew him. And many times I have dedicated a run to somebody. I think the first, yeah. We've dedicated to Cassie Stratford and Al Belke and Missy Morrood and Jackie Tews and Stu Higginbotham. Anyway,
yeah.
a variety of people that were loved and in some way or other helped with the running of the green. And Dean was the first. There's a picture on that poster of the very first group of runners, 23 runners and one Catholic priest, and that picture was taken by Dean Anderson.
Wow.
On the very first one, and then ironically, he was back to run the event last year on the 40th annual. He and his daughter and son-in-law participated last year. Of course, this year he passed away a month after, in April sometime, and I just felt obligated to dedicate it to Dean.
Sure.
And the T-shirt this year is also dedicated to him. It has a design on the front of it that says, Running of the Green 2019, Remembering Dean, and it has an image of a leprechaun on it. So,
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's who we're dedicating it to.
Yeah.
But all the monies, of course, go to not to Dean and his family,
no.
like a lot of fundraisers, but it'll still go to Camp Grassic and the cancer patients.
Very good. So, Larry Knoblich again joining us on Let's Talk Running of the Green. Mark the calendars on March 23rd. And one thing we always like to point out, Larry, when you stop by too. To help out the runners and the volunteers who help do the sign-up and registration, we really encourage people to sign up ahead of time.
Boy, do we ever. I was at the Wild Side yesterday.
Yeah.
Megan Fossum prints our T-shirts, and she just does a wonderful job down mm-hmm. there. As of yesterday, we only had 10 people sign up.
Oh, man.
But, that's not so discouraging because for some reason, the city of Jamestown has a predominance of procrastinators, and I'm one of them. Trust me. but I would encourage you to come down and register early. And if you don't register at Megan, at Cork and Barrel, yes. Scott Anderson, who manages the Elks Club, is registering people at the Cork and Barrel, and then of course the Elkettes register people the night before the run on March the 22nd at the Elks Club, but the Corner Bar registers people for us too the night before the run. So
yeah.
All in all, we're trying to get you registered before the run, so mm-hmm. in many cases you don't have to even come to the top of the hill. A lot of people, if we have 2,000 people registered, probably 500 of them go down the hill.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm one of them. I've never missed going down that hill.
Yep.
So, so I wait till it's all over, basically, till everybody's gone, so that I don't get crushed in a stampede.
Yeah, so you still participate in that tradition of going down the hill, but again, register ahead of time. It helps alleviate some of that traffic up there. at the fort when everything is getting set and everything is getting ready to go. Larry, if anybody has questions about the running of the green or again, those registration locations or where the money is going and they have questions for you, what are some ways you encourage them to learn more about the running of the green?
Well, I understand there's some stuff, quote unquote, as George Carlin would say.
Yeah.
Some stuff on the internet or on Facebook and so on. The Alcats have been good about releasing information over your computers, and I know if you just go to runnerofthegreen.com or so, you'll find information from on the running of the green. And a lot of people, you know, particularly my age group, do not spend a lot of time on the computer. Like I have a laptop computer, and I actually have not looked at it since last August.
It's collecting dust. It's a good dust collector. But I mean, you can catch the flyers. I know I've seen the flyers all over the place, and that has all the information too. But it's really hard to come by somebody who doesn't or can't point you in the right direction to learn more about it, too.
Yeah, I think most of Jamestown is familiar with the running of the green now.
Yep.
I have a lot of people tell me how they enjoy it, and they enjoy, like their children will come home for the run, and won't come home for a class reunion, but they'll come home for the run, because they, in turn, their classmates or friends of theirs will come back, too. You know, we've had people come from, I don't know, we've had them from every state, but we've had them as far away as Anchorage, Alaska. And,
wow.
And my favorite story I've told many times of running into three young ladies and asking, they come up and visited. They were Jamestown College graduates, and one of them is living in Minneapolis, one in Omaha, and one in Dallas, Texas or so. And they had visited with each other and decided, what should we do for spring break this year? Let's go to Jamestown and run the green. And
wow.
I mean, that's neat to hear. I have lots of people that I run into that have said that they've been at my run, and that's very good because that means that they have, if they started at the starting line, they more than likely paid their $10. And there are a lot of people that don't, but they don't understand people that don't register and don't pay the $10, they miss out on the good feeling you get from helping other people. That's a feeling that's difficult to buy, but for $10, you can get a piece of it anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. You know that $10 again going to Camp Grassic and local cancer patients, and you're helping out a good cause. So don't skimp out on that. $10 isn't that much. So make sure you pre-register ahead of time, help them out. Larry, we really appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on Let's Talk.
Well, great. Are we finished here?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay, I'm heading over to Bismarck for a medical appointment. If there's anybody over there between here and Bismarck that that has any information on the roads.
Yeah, that'd be beneficial, right?
I think from looking outside now that I don't have any problem, but anyway, in North Dakota, it's very discouraging to make appointments weeks in advance when you don't know what it's going to be like.
Yeah, you never know. It's going to snow the next day and melt the next day. So, Larry, thanks again for joining
us. Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling me and having me in. I do appreciate that. Thank you. See you at the run.